time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by WNS Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
How's Chris this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
No, not too bad. 30 degrees outside right now, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be a nice day like yesterday, huh?
No, not going to get any warmer. Temperature right now is about where it's going to be.
I saw some notes about maybe some freezing drizzle or ice or something out there, too.
A slight chance of that overnight. We'll see if much develops, but could be a little dicey in a few places.
Is this the end of our, oh, goody, it's time to wash the car?
It might be, yeah. Well, had their two-day run, yeah.
Hope you got a chance to do that, then. Otherwise, you're freezing locks, huh? All right. Kendall Warren's in with us here this morning as we get going. He'd like to tell us a little bit today about W&S Appliance. How's Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Very good. Got a couple of used top freezer refrigerators. Just let that power vent gas water heater, natural gas, works good. Used gas and electric clothes dryers. Got a near-new front-load washer. Two match washer dryer sets. One set just about a year and a half old. Two near-new gas ranges. Used drop-in electric range in very good condition. And three smooth-top electric ranges for sale. Got new ranges, gas and electric, by Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, Frigidaire, and LG. Freestanding models on display and a full line of built-in cooking appliances available on special orders, such as drop-in ranges, slide-in ranges, built-in ovens, cooktops, and range hoods. Gas and electric water heaters made in the United States. We deliver, install, and, of course, take care of the service after the sale. Freezers, chest and upright, Whirlpool, Amana, and Frigidaire, sizes from 5 through and including 25 cubic foot. And most of those are in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Jim?
Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Hey, those three little letters that we love to see bunched together all so well, you know, I, R, and S. Don't you just, every time you hear somebody say say IRS, don't you just expect right after it, like, some sort of soap opera music is going to come? Dun, dun, dun. We're all in trouble. The folks from the IRS sent out Christopher Miller, who works out of Wisconsin, out of this area, the IRS offices. He sends out a lot of information and stuff for us. He's one of their media relations guys for Iowa, Wisconsin, and Nebraska. But he sent out a little note the other day, just kind of as a reminder to folks that I know it's the holiday season now. We're getting into Christmas, and a lot of folks are starting to make all those other plans, you know, whether it's the meal or the gifts or just the family gatherings and all those kinds of things. People are kind of preoccupied at this time of the year with so many other things that tend to happen. But, you know, it's also, I guess, an unfortunate thing that a great time of the year also happens at the very end of the year. So you have other things to keep your mind on as well. And, you know, one of those things that the IRS kind of wants us not to forget is that it is the end of the year. So it is kind of time to start. Well, it's not really time, but if you haven't been thinking about it, it might be time to actually kick it into gear here and think about some ways that you can help yourself save here with some tips of what you can do on your taxes here toward the end of the year. And, you know, the IRS does kind of remind us that, you know, the year is almost over, of course, but you do still have some time to take some steps to lower the 2013 tax bite. They remind us that now is a good time to prepare for the upcoming tax filing season. April 15th may seem like a very long way away, but when you have to collect all that information and stuff, it gets closer and closer and closer as we like to procrastinate on some of those fun things. So they suggest maybe taking a few steps to help save some time and maybe some tax dollars as well, and they can help you save for retirement also in some of these. So they offered three different year-end tips for us to consider, the IRS being as nice as they can be this time of the year, huh? They suggest, first of all, to start a filing system, which is always kind of important. I think we've all gotten that look from the tax preparer at one time, or some of us have. Not me, of course. Other people. When you sit down with your tax preparer and they ask you questions about things like, well, do you have any mileage expenses? Oh, yeah. And you slide a little piece of paper with a big fat number on it. And they kind of look at you like, really? That's what you're going with? You know, where's your logbook? Where's your documentation? You know, all those kinds of things. You should have some sort of a filing system, not just for the stuff like that, but, you know, for your tax records and things too. If you don't have one, probably be a wise thing to start one. You know, it's amazing how organized some folks can be at the office, because they kind of have to be. and then how disorganized they can be with their own collection of files at home. So if you don't have one, you might want to think about starting one. And they suggest that, you know, it can be as simple as saving receipts in a shoebox. I know that's kind of an old gag that we like to tell, but, you know, it can be also more complex, like creating folders or perhaps even spreadsheets. But they do suggest that it's always a good idea to save tax-related receipts and records. Keeping good records now can help save time and help you file a complete and accurate tax return next year. And just imagine how much easier it would be if you do get that dreaded letter saying, we're auditing you. You know, you go your entire life and nothing ever happens like that. Everything seems to be fine, but then all of a sudden you get this letter. And when you do have some other things like that, sometimes, you know, there are certain red flags, you know, that sometimes might pop up here and there that they look at and think, all that mileage, really? All that clothing allowance that you put on there for work stuff? Maybe we should take a look at some of those things and make you prove it. So you just never know. Starting a filing system can help, and, you know, you may have to pull those tax records from past years back out again, too, so for different reasons. Make sure you keep those things and start up a filing system if you don't have one already so you can easily find what you need. Another tax tip that the IRS gives us is to make charitable contributions. You know, if you do plan to give to charity, you might consider donating before the end of the year. Because if you do that, then you can claim your contribution as an itemized deduction for 2013. Now, the IRS says that this includes donations that you might charge to a credit card by December 31st, even if you're not actually paying the bill until 2014. Now, a gift by check also counts for 2013, as long as it's mailed yet in December. So remember that you must give to a qualified charity to claim a tax deduction. And the IRS just reminds us of those things. So if you're looking to make a charitable deduction, but you don't actually want to pay the money quite yet, well, you can do that. You can pay by a credit card or, as I said, as long as the check is in the mail by December. Well, there's another old joke, too, huh? Check in the mail. But as long as that check is postmarked yet in December, even though it might not be cashed until 2014, you're still good for 2014, according to the IRS. Now, they do ask, say, to remember, too, to give to a qualified charity so you can claim that tax deduction, and you can use the IRS.gov website to see if an organization is actually qualified for that, too. Also, they do suggest that you make sure you save your receipts, and that should go with just about everything. You have to have a written record for all donations of money in order to be able to claim a deduction. And special rules apply to several types of property, including clothing or household items, cars, and boats. And they do have some publications regarding charitable contributions that you can check out to make sure that that stuff is all done properly. Also under the charitable contribution tab here, they mentioned, too, that if you're over age, if you're 70 and a half years old or over, then the qualified charitable distribution allows you to make tax-free transfers from your IRAs to a charity. You can give up to $100,000 per year from your IRA to an eligible charity and exclude that amount from your gross income. So you can use the excluded amount to help satisfy any required minimum distributions that you must otherwise receive from your IRAs in 2013. And that benefit is available even if you don't itemize those deductions. And there are special provisions, again, they say, that are set to expire at the end of this year. And again, they do have some publications that do address those types of issues as well. So if you want to know more about that, you can always go online and find out more information. And then one other tip that they do give for end-of-the-year stuff is to contribute to your retirement accounts. You need to contribute to your 401k or a similar type of retirement plans by December 31st if you want it to count for this year, 2013. But, you know, on the other hand, you do have until April 15th of 2014 to set up a new IRA or add money to an existing IRA and then still have it count for 2013. So there is a little bit of carryover there, too. They mentioned, too, that the Savers Credit, also known as the Retirement Savings Contribution Credit, can help low and moderate income workers in two different ways. It helps people save for retirement and earn a special tax credit. Eligible workers who contribute to the IRAs, 401ks, or similar workplace retirement plans can get a tax credit on their federal tax return. And that maximum credit is up to $1,000 or $2,000 for married couples. And there are other deductions and credits that can reduce or eliminate the amount that you can claim there as well. And again, they have all the kinds of details about all these types of things on the IRS website at irs.gov. So, you know, if you're looking for some helpful information on how you might be able to best take advantage financially of these last few days here in this calendar year to help you down the road, you can check it out at irs.gov. kind of like feel like the Grinch talking about IRS here during the Christmas season. But you know what? You can help yourself out there, too. So, you know, anytime you can save, then you can keep moving forward. You know, government doesn't have any money except that which they take away from the citizens who live in that country. So don't let them take away any more than they have to, right? That can be your own Christmas gift to yourself and your family. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren so he can tell us a little bit more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got lots of refrigerators, Whirlpool, Amana, KitchenAid, LG, and Frigidaire. Got over 80 new units in stock, so very good selections of models, colors, and prices. Top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator, the place, W&S Appliance. Got washers and dryers by Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG. Top load and front load, tub sizes up to 5 cubic foot. We also offer Speed Queen washers and dryers, which are made in the United States. They offer a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service, 5 years on the washer motor, and 10 years on the washer transmission. They're a good washer, and as I say again, they're made in the United States. Got dishwashers, Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, and built-in and convertible portable. So I've got some closeouts on some select models, and of course, we do deliver the dishwashers we sell. Stop and see us at W&S. The peanuts are on. Coffee's on. The peanuts are out. Come in and have some. Try to do it today. Jim?
Well, you were kind of right. The peanut shells are on the floor.
Yeah, you bet they are.
So, you know.
Pile's getting bigger, too.
I bet it is. Very good. Stop in and see the folks at W&S. Kendall, thanks a lot. Appreciate you coming in today. Hey, you guys make it a great day, and God bless America.